Okay, thank you. My co-authors, Jackie Schroeder, Gabe and Richards, they're worked with me, and Dr. Ho from ARS assisted in some of their literature reviews. We all know United States and the rest of the world generate lots of animal manure. And most of manure all land applied. So we have to look into what's the consequences if we land apply. We all know manure is excellent resources of macro micronutrients. There are some other benefits such as improving water soil quality and help to improve water infiltration, and the soil organic matter is a key in terms of improving soil quality. Most of manures are generated by concentrated animal feeding operations. This is typical in this country. Now in third world countries like China, used to have free-range chickens and others. Now it's mostly concentrated animal feeding operations. So they're also facing the challenge in how to properly disperse or beneficial use this animal waste. If we use it properly, it's a resource or asset. However, if we overapply or mismanage it, it could become a liability, not only from the nitrogen phosphorus point of view, also from the metal and other trace elements. So we did a literature review for the book chapter. Basically, we are going to look into the different functions of these metals and trace elements, and then look into the sources and contents in animal diets, because the animal diet directly related to concentration in animal manure. And then we follow their pathway to the land to receive the animal waste. And currently, there are people working to develop strategies to minimize phosphorus, nitrogen, as well as metal loading in the soils. So those are the main topics I'm going to highlight. So it's more a literature review than a specific research. Those metals listed here, along with arsenic, selenium, have an important function in animal growth. Most of them are enzyme formation, growth promoters. And some of the elements are not essential for plants, but they're essential for animals. Okay? Because most of diets probably do not have adequate amount of these trace elements. Therefore, the livestock poultry industry are commonly supplement with some of the metals and elements. And typically, those are the ones supplemented from arsenic to zinc. Okay. But more commonly is arsenic, cobalt, copper, iron, manganese, molybdenum, selenium, and zinc. Those are used to increase the weight gains, improve feed efficiency. Some of them are used to prevent diseases, such as a copper sulfate hydroxide are used in swine poultry diet. And copper sulfate has been widely used in food basin to prevent hoof mouth disease for dairy cattle. And organic arsenicers are typically used in poultry diet to serve as an insecticide as well as a growth promoter. And zinc oxide are commonly mixed in feeds. And so you're going to see some of these concentrations in animal feed. Okay. This is concentrations of those elements in cattle feed from literature. There are lots of literatures available. One thing I needed to mention here is the variability. Now, different literature, you're going to find a different concentration. They're very, very, very widely. Okay? Some of them, you can see here, like zinc, could range from 115 ppm to 2900 ppm. I don't know for what reason why some of them add so much. And arsenic, some no arsenic, others have 3 ppm arsenic. But on the bottom, that's the average for cattle feed. Okay. So there are a lot of literatures. We just selected some of the typical ones. Some of them presented here are already average or medium of the study they conducted. So for cattle feed, the arsenic is about 1 parts per million. Zinc, on average, over 700 parts per million. So it's pretty high. Okay. How about other type of feeds, like swine and poultry? Now, on average, the poultry probably has the highest arsenic in the feed. And manganese, lead probably is not supplement, maybe just coming from the material, the feeding materials. But zinc, it's quite high, over 1,800 parts per million. Okay. Swine also contains certain different elements. So by looking through all the literature we found in cattle feed, just the variability is very high. The highest for copper is 2,900. For manganese is over 2,000. 1,000. Zinc over 2,000. For swine feed, zinc is 800. Manganese, zinc for this also very high. Okay. Poultry, we found arsenic is probably the highest among all the feed materials people have analyzed. And I guess there are guidelines as to how much to supplement. Just like phosphorus, most of feeding operation or feed manufacturers kind of over-supplemented, maybe more than what the animal or poultry really need. So that's something need to be aware. Okay. The reason could be over supplemented because some of the studies conducted, they used a high concentration, maybe found some benefits in certain characteristics. And all these trace elements in the feed, most of them are coming out in the waste, feces, urines, such as 90% of copper zinc will be end up in the swine excretions. Some of the livestock animals could be ingesting soil or other materials that would also adding some trace elements into the manure afterwards. Okay. So what happens to the concentrations in manure? And there are a lot of literatures available. Again, the variability is huge, such as this is for beef manure. Arsenic as high as 7 parts per million or as low as almost close to detection limit. And zinc varies quite a bit as well. Okay. So this gives an average of elements in the waste of beef cattle from cadmium, very low, arsenic, and then to other elements, zinc, manganese, very high. Okay. There are many, many different types of manure available. Some are in liquids, some are in solids, some are in slurries. Here are the average of the concentrations from literature. And again, you can see here, the poultry litter has the highest arsenic, probably directly related to the supplementation in chicken diet. And zinc, that's very high, over almost 500 parts per million. So since most of these trace elements are plant essential nutrients, so if we use this manure, actually that's an asset. And in some parts of the world, micronutrients are always deficient. So by using manure, actually help agriculture production. Okay. And studies have also looked into the water-soluble portion of those elements. And it varies a lot. Most of them are not very soluble. Maybe less than one-third is water extractable. And then others probably is in organic form or in precipitated forms. But overall, zinc is the least soluble. That means it has the smallest percentage of the total concentration. But arsenic, boron, copper, nickel are most soluble, especially arsenic. Okay. So when you apply this manure to the soil, some of them may not stay in the soil. Okay. In Oklahoma, our state attorney general's office filed a lawsuit against the poultry company. I heard they sent people to the farmer's field collecting soil samples looking for arsenic. They all wear the hazmat, white coat with gloves, and I heard they didn't find anything. Maybe this arsenic was leached out or not there anymore. So the water solubility has a direct impact on what would this do to our environment. So if we apply those animal manure with different concentrations of elements to our soil, there could be a possibility to accumulate in the soil. And their studies have shown that's what happened, especially when they apply manure repeatedly at a high rate, such as some studies showing copper, nickel, zinc increased 25% to 40% in Wales and England. Others find a few hundred percent increase of zinc, copper due to a long-term application. So that does indicate if we over-apply, it could increase. Okay. And we have a long-term manure study. We have been doing that for 12 years. So we first looked at the total amount of plant essential nutrients, such as copper, zinc, molybdenum, boron, manganese. It does increase as the amount of manure increases. Okay? But the increase is not that great. It's still less than 100 parts per million. We also looked at the DTP, and that's the plant available portion. It also increased as the amount of manure applied in that 12 years. And still, all of them are not in the toxicity level. It increased the plant availability. Those soil are in the panhandle of Oklahoma. We have a calcareous soil. So it actually solved the micronutrient deficiency problem in that area. We also have a long-term study using swine effluent. Okay, swine effluent does not have much solid, mostly just a liquid, less than 1% of solid. So the matter added to the soil is much smaller than feedlot manure. The total increased by like copper 17%, zinc 27% in total in 12 years. Okay, that's not very much. And then the DTPA extractable micronutrients also increased. and slightly less than feedlot manure. Some of the elements do not see increase, like molybdenum. It's very low, almost below our ICP detection limit. So, do we need to really worry about this heavy metal or trace element accumulation if we continue using manure as a nutrient source? Now, some studies showing it takes long time to reach this ceiling pollutant loading rate established for biosolids. Like this study estimated maybe 163 years. For copper to reach the ceiling level. For if using poultry litter, it takes over 1,000 years. Okay. That's a very, very long time. And zinc takes over 500 years to reach the ceiling level. So that's just an indication, although it keeps increasing, but probably it does not become a problem until your phosphorus and nitrogen are become a problem. We kind of calculated based on our highest manure application rate. After 12 years, most of them are less than 5%, 6% of the ceiling level. Okay, that's 12 years at the highest rate. The highest rate is 3.5 times economic application rate. So if you predict that, it also takes a couple hundred years to get close to the cumulative pollutant loading rates established by biosolids. I don't think there is a limit for manure right now. I think that's the level people try to use to measure the potential impact. So although the matter accumulation is not a problem yet, people have been doing study to see if there is any way we can reduce that limit by amending manure such as alum. Well, alum will reduce water solubility, also reduce the bioavailability or leaching. And some others like the foot wash, that's washing water, in the past just directly dump on the soil. That contains a lot of copper in some place. That's become a problem. Okay. So there are many, many ways that can be achieved to minimize the impact. Basically, I just quickly went through the importance or function of trace elements, and some of the supplementation may be over the requirement. That some area could be improved to minimize the impact. And soil concentration is dependent on the feed concentration. But what I really want to get this across is if we apply manure at agronomic rate, we're probably not going to have a metal problem. Okay. Thank you.